Perspiration is something wildlife ecologist Rebecca Means is quite familiar with.
Well, right now I'm sweating like crazy.
That's because Means and her conservation ecologist and naturalist husband, Ryan Means, are enduring the heat, humidity, and annoying bugs that abound in the heavily wooded area south of Tallahassee. And the story of why they're there, she says, begins years ago with Ryan's father, world-famous naturalist and expert on reptiles and amphibians, Dr. Bruce Means.
Coastal Plains Institute, and specifically Bruce Means, beginning in the 60s, has been dip netting the wetlands out here in the Apalachicola National Forest, monitoring the amphibian populations.
And Means says what they found of late wasn't encouraging, especially for a certain kind of native salamander, or newt.
What we noticed over the years is that one particular winter breeding amphibian, the populations of striped newts, started declining. So whereas before you could go out and catch them maybe every other time you dip netted, in the late 90s and then into the 2000s, you began seeing them less and less and less.
At the time, North Florida was in the grip of a long drought. Means says this reduced the striped newt's natural breeding habitat, short-term natural pools of water in the forest, to the vanishing point. So she says her team's first step was to restore that habitat.
We put some pond liners, and this is an industrial-grade synthetic rubber material, into the bottom of three wetlands, and then put the vegetation that was in the wetland back on. And the purpose of that was to, anytime we got rainwater, allow the water to pool instead of percolate into the sandy soils out here.
But the problem remained, there just weren't enough newts around. So Means had to find some in order to begin a captive breeding program. Eventually, the team hit pay dirt.
At the time, it was the only known location for the western striped newt in the world. It was at one wetland in Georgia, and that's how critical the population seemed to be of the western striped newt. And so we collected some larvae and sent them to some zoos.
And now Means and her colleagues are carefully reintroducing this species to the restored areas of its former home.
Because we just put about 250 newts into these wetlands, we're hoping over the next few weeks and months to be able to capture them leaving the wetland. They spend the majority of their life in the uplands, and they migrate down to the wetlands in the wintertime to breed.
Means admits this may seem like a lot of effort for an undistinguished-looking, barely 4-inch-long salamander, but she insists everything in nature has a place and a purpose.
There's that natural ecology, right? There's so much going on in these systems, and they're interconnected in ways that we have no understanding.
And for those folks who demand nature must serve people, Means has an answer for them.
What if I told you that striped newts eat mosquito larvae? Then people say, oh my gosh, that's great. We should conserve the striped newt because if the striped newt's around, we have less mosquitoes. And they do eat anything. They're predators that will eat anything that gets in their mouth.
Meaning, at least during the summer months, Means' project to repatriate the striped newt may truly be helping to save humankind. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.